Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I am your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 97th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance. They dance in France. Let's get to it. Alright, this week's episode is titled Torch Song, original air date June 13th, 1998. We start with Bruce Wayne being dragged along to a concert by his 15-year-old girlfriend. They're gonna go see this new pop sensation named Cassidy. Now, along the way, Bruce bumps into Barbara, and Bruce's girlfriend brags that they are going to be in the front row. We're backstage, and we meet Cassidy, and she's this, like, hot young woman with short blonde hair. She's approached by some generic-looking, badly-drawn creep who says that she used to dress like that for him. He says that now that she dumped him, all he cares about is his job. So, he's the guy in charge of the pyrotechnics, and Cassidy tells him that she thought they could have a working relationship, but she was wrong. She basically tells him to F off, and he tries to hit her, because of course he does. She smacks him back and fires him right in front of everybody. Of course, bodyguards come in and they take the guy away and he's thrown out of the building and arrested, so that's the end of the episode. So, this guy, he's clear view of everybody. He just got fired. He tried to hit her. He just got fired by her. He just goes back to his workstation. The concert begins and Cassidy starts singing.
And now, Gotham, give it up for Cassidy!
My cheeks are hot, my lips are burning, the flames of love dance in my eyes. I've got just one, that's what a warning. Play with me and you play with fire. Fire! Fire! Play with me and you play with fire. Fire!
So the pyro goes off and the creepy guy, who is named Garfield, by the way, presses some buttons and the pyros go out of control and then the entire stage catches fire. Thousands of people died that night. The end. Oh god, I wish. So Garfield runs away and Cassidy is trapped. Bruce can't save her because his girlfriend keeps holding him back and getting in the way. Batgirl arrives and saves Cassidy before the stage blows up. Bullock and the police show up at Garfield's apartment, and he has a shrine to Cassidy with candles and stuff, and it's supposed to be creepy, but it's actually just stupid. I mean, the shrine is made of posters and magazine clippings of Cassidy. Now, I would understand if he was a fan and he never met her before, but he's supposed to be an ex-boyfriend, so the shrine should be full of photos of them together. And if you really want to make it creepy, have her face cut out of the pictures, or just like blanked out with marker or something. We see Garfield at some old building making something with a welding torch. The next day, Cassidy is meeting her agent or manager, even though people probably got hurt, and she is the reason for it. She wants to attend a club opening because, as she puts it, hey, I did sink money into this. Our victim, ladies and gentlemen. Someone knocks on her door and slips a note under it. It says, the brightest star burns the fastest, and then the paper catches fire. And then we see a shadow outside her door. Where are the bodyguards? This episode could have been over if she hired bodyguards. We go to the opening of this new club called Rock City. After several lame fire punts, which I would not mention because this episode is full of them, a guy in a gray robot suit that looks like a metal moth shows up. Shoots canisters that set the club in flames, where hundreds of people died via smoke inhalation, burns, and trampling. The end.
Oh, this is gonna be just great. Oh god, what a charade! Oh god!
Yeah, this episode is still going. Batman and Batgirl show up and they rescue Cassidy once more. Batgirl saves some other people, but the club's roof collapses and she can't get back in the building. Batman fights Firefly, and yeah, his name is Firefly as he finally introduces himself like that. He tries to fly away, but Batman grapples to his feet. Firefly takes out a sword made of fire and cuts the rope. Batman falls, but manages to slow his fall so he doesn't die. That same night, I'm guessing, Cassidy is at her house where her manager tells her that he hired bodyguards and has set up an alarm system in her house. Why didn't she have this before? Batman is inside the house, and Cassidy tries to pick up on him. She doesn't care that hundreds of people could have been hurt. No, she wants to jump on Batman's bones. Batman is having none of it because she's probably too old for him. She tells him about Garfield and he leaves. And then she calls him a creep. Why? Because he wouldn't have sex with you? Anyways, Batgirl finds a clue that Firefly owns a building downtown. And man, this episode annoys me so much that even the cute jokes just seem grating.
What are you doing tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky.
What?
Never mind.
Batman and Batgirl show up at the building. Batgirl is stupid and she turns on a switch that makes the building explode and catch fire. Cassidy is at her recording studio and she's just being a bitch to her crew for no reason. Smoke fills the studio and everyone runs out. Firefly kidnaps Cassidy and flies away with her. Batman and Batgirl escape the burning building, but some debris falls on Batgirl. Batgirl is hurt, so she can't come along with Batman. And Batman found some matches in the building and figures Firefly is hiding at the plant where they make those matches for some reason. I don't really care. Before he leaves, Alfred tells Batman to wear something more durable, and Batman smiles. We go to the match factory because, yeah, whatever, it's just empty and it's Firefly's hideout now. Firefly says he developed some gel that could burn through anything. He lights a drop and it burns through a block of ice, a table, and even through the floor. Somehow he is able to mix millions of gallons of this gel at the match factory, where there's nobody there. I don't know if this is supposed to be an abandoned match factory, but it is now. All the machinery works, there's nobody there. He's gonna pour this gel into Gotham sewers and set the city on fire. Okay, sure, he went from stalker to like supervillain destroying cities now, whatever. Batman shows up wearing this black robot suit that looks like an armored Batman Beyond suit. It's supposed to be cool, but it's pretty stupid if you ask me. Batman just gets a shot. Okay, so Batman gets shot a bunch of times by Firefly. And because he's wearing that suit, it does nothing to him. So then he beats up Firefly. A tube of that burning gel breaks and falls on Batman. And I don't know, I'm guessing that robot suit's too bulky or something, Batman can barely move. His strategy is literally just show up and get shot. Firefly tries to kill Batman with that fire sword, but Batman knocks it out of his hands and the place catches fire. Batman saves Cassidy from the exploding building. Outside, they see Firefly try and fly away, but the sign from the building falls on him and knocks him out. Batman didn't do anything! He showed up, he got shot! And then he knocked the sword out of his hands. And that's it. Next we see Cassidy meeting with her manager and she's still being a bitch. They're at a restaurant and the waiter lights like that flambé dessert, you know, that dessert you set fire to. And she goes into like PTSD. Oh my god, she's traumatized. So I guess we're supposed to be reminded that she didn't get off easy, but you know, whatever. In the episode, If You're So Smart, Why Aren't You Rich with the Riddler, they did it so much better. The end. Alright, time for some after show notes. This episode sucks. I can't even find anything interesting about it. No notes, nothing. So let's just go to the Batcave archives.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Let it move out.
Now, obviously, I'm going to rank this episode pretty low. It's bad. Firefly is a stupid villain with zero charm. Cassidy is an unlikable victim who is so self-centered that you feel she actually deserves what's happening to her. Batman wins out of sheer luck. And I honestly hate any episode that suddenly has a pop star show up and she's the biggest thing ever without having ever been mentioned before. Like seriously, they do this in a lot of shows. It's kind of like when shows have an episode about wrestling. All of a sudden, the main protagonist is the biggest wrestling fan ever for that one episode. That's not how wrestling works. If you know anybody who's a wrestling fan, I'm a wrestling fan. I'm pretty sure my family is sick and tired of me talking about wrestling. It wasn't something that just one day I was the biggest fan of and then never mentioned again. Same thing with these episodes. Oh, look, it's Christina. Oh, my God. She's the best singer ever. We've never mentioned her before, but now she's the biggest thing in history. And then we never hear from her again. The only show I have ever seen do this right is Good Morning, Miss Bliss, which was the original show that spun off Saved by the Bell, with their episode Stevie, in which new teen pop sensation Stevie visits the school and sings a song at the end for the kids. I did a Saved by the Bell podcast for 2 years before this Batman one, and that is still one of my favorite episodes of the series. So you know what? I'm just going to play Stevie's song because I actually want there to be some joy in this episode. Episode is very reminiscent of Mad as a Hatter, which is the Mad Hatter's debut. But the difference is that you feel bad for Mad Hatter. Yeah, he's a creep, but before you find out that he's a creep, he's like such a nice guy. He's like a really true gentleman. He snaps because he can't handle rejection, but he's likable to a point. The victim, Alice, is such a sweet girl that you feel bad for her. She likes everyone. She's having the relationship problems that everybody has. But she's the only person that's actually nice to Mad Hatter. She treats him like a person. She treats him with respect. So you feel bad that this guy's being a creep at the end, even though she was being nice to him. In this episode, Firefly is such an abusing a-hole that you ever wonder how Cassidy got with him in the first place. And second, Cassidy is such a conceited jerk that you just want her to go away. You can't stand either of them, so it doesn't make for a good episode. And once again, Batman does nothing. Oh God, and all the fire puns. I didn't mention them, but jeez. This is as bad as Batman and Robin with the ice puns. It's just horrible and stupid. This episode sucks. So you know what? We're going to rank it like way, like at the bottom. It's not as bad as the worst episodes, but it's pretty down there. So we're episode 96. So from episode 90, we have Cat Scratch Fever. That's where Catwoman got rabies, basically. And that was still better than this. The Forgotten. That's where Bruce Wayne loses his memory and winds up in some sort of homeless camp. That's better than this. The Underdweller. Some guy with alligators keeping homeless kids hostage in the sewers. That's better than this. Prophecy of Doom. That's where some dude pretends to be a psychic and he's tricking rich people into giving him money. And actually, this episode's better than that. That episode's boring. That's the worst thing you can be. So at our new number 94, Torch Song. Alright, everybody. Thank you for listening. And remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episode or the show in general, send them to Captain_Marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous. And remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are hot.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.